One of the things we wanted to do is go back in history and look at the history of innovation and design. And so joining us now is Professor Victor Margolin. He's Professor Emeritus of Design History at the University of Illinois Chicago. He has just published the first two volumes of his three-volume World History of Design that was published in April of 2015. What are some of the interesting American times and places from a design perspective, and what can we learn from those? Give us a couple examples.
Sure. Well, I can give you four or five quickly. One is really the first settlers who came to this country. They not only had to invent the material life, they had to invent the country. I mean, they, you know, which is what happened. And so you found an incredible resourcefulness among the early settlers in Jamestown and so forth. Everybody was able to wield an axe or make the furniture or make other things they needed. So it was an early, what they call today, maker culture. And I want to mention at this point, the first designers in this country were really the Native Americans. I mean, until, you know, Columbus came and then the Europeans came, they made everything, and they were incredibly resourceful. I mean, tribes varied in terms of what they made. We had the teepee, which is an amazing structure. We had these sleds to carry goods. We had all kinds of racks for drying meat and so forth. So Native Americans really lived a very full life based on the artifacts they made.
One of the guests we had at the beginning part of the show was the vice president of product development at Ames, which was started in 1774. Okay. The guy invented a better shovel. And you were talking, you know, back then they invented a country and a system of governance that, of course, had influences in other places. But how did design of artifacts that we, you know, like shovels and, of course, Revere, where many of the people that signed the Declaration of Independence were notable inventors. Ben Franklin, of course. How did
Thomas Jefferson, yeah.
Sure. How did that culture show itself in the designs of the time?
Well, I think, well, Ben Franklin is a really good example. He was, in a way, you could compare him to some of the intellectual polymaths and Europe of the Enlightenment, but Franklin was not only a thinker, he was a doer. And so he combined a kind of technical ingenuity with a very reflective mind, you know. And I'd say that would be, going back, you know, to what can we learn from history, Ben Franklin would be an amazing example of someone who was able to think about society and its organization and its values, and also think about technology. I mean, you know, there's the famous story of electricity with the kite and the key and so forth. And I think what we find looking back at founders like Thomas Jefferson, these people had amazing minds. They were able to move from material culture to political culture. And I think this is something, I mean, if you think of any politician today, how many of them have ever invented anything or even know what it is to make something? And I think there we can say there was something really lost. That kind of person was totally amazing, and these were the people who were founders of our country.